Wednesday, 29th of August, Yud Ches Elul, and we haven't done a collection yet. Harav Batisio Lawrence, Bichas Koyanim.
Thank you, good morning. Nice to be back for a long break. I'd like to speak about today the topic of Birkas Koyanim with a specific angle. Birkas Koyanim, or Duchening as we call it, is a large topic in Halacha, it's a large sugya. I'd like to speak of one specific aspect of it, which is Birkas Koyanim in Chutz La'aretz. Because as we approach the Yom Tov season, one of the many mitzvahs which we will have the opportunity to be in the Kayim, in addition to the mitzvahs of the Yomim Tovim specifically, is a mitzvah which we don't really get to do every day in Chutz La'aretz, is the mitzvah Birkas Koyanim. And those of you, I'm sure, who have been to Eretz Yisrael, will see there that when you go to Shul in Eretz Yisrael, every day Birkas Koyanim takes place. And the question is, Birkas Koyanim is not one of the mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. We know that we have mitzvahs of Truma, and Maaseh, and Shmita, and all the mitzvahs which were connected to Eretz Yisrael, so those mitzvahs are specific to Eretz Yisrael. But the mitzvah of Birkas Koyanim has nothing specifically to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. So why is it we find that today the minhag is, in Eretz Yisrael, everyone does Birkas Koyanim, almost everyone does Birkas Koyanim every day, almost everybody. One second. And in Chutz La'aretz, amongst Ashkenazim, we do not do Birkas Koyanim every day. It's restricted only to Yom Tov, and even then only to Musaf. And we know that the Sfardim, in many places in Chutz La'aretz, do have Birkas Koyanim every day. It's not universal amongst the Sfardim either. There are Sfardi Kehillahs which do not do Birkas Koyanim every day in Chutz La'aretz, some only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not every day. But most Sfardim, I think, today have taken on that they do Birkas Koyanim every day in Chutz La'aretz. So we're speaking specifically to understand the minhag in Chutz La'aretz of Ashkenazim. What is the justification for this minhag, if there is any? And why it is that in Eretz Yisrael, in the Ashkenazi communities of Eretz Yisrael, which are primarily based on people who came from Chutz La'aretz, so why is it that they are doing Birkas Koyanim every day? So the starting point is obviously Chumash, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, but Birkas Koyanim, Parshas Nosoi, Perek Vov, Pasuk Chof Beis, and Chof Gimel. The Torah says, Dabel ar Aaron el Bonav Leimor, Koy Sevaruchu es Bnei Yisrael, Omoy Lohem. So there's a tzibui to Aaron, Hakoyin, and to his sons. In the following way, you should bless Bnei Yisrael, Omoy Lohem, say to them. And then the psukim continue with the familiar Birkas Koyanim, Yivorechacho, Yoyashem Ponavirecho, etc. And that's the Makoyr in the Torah for Birkas Koyanim. And according to the halacha, where it's brought down in the Rambam and the Tur, this halacha should be practiced every day. It should be practiced every single day. There is an additional aspect of Birkas Koyanim, which is what we call Nesias Kapayim, the fact that the Koyanim raise their hands when they are performing Birkas Koyanim. That is learned from a separate posuk. I'm not going to go into that now. It's a separate topic. That's in Vayikra, Parsha Perek Tes, Posuk Chof Beis. We need to look that up and look into the Mefarshim there. I'm not going into the inyan of Nesias Kapayim. We're going into the actual inyan of the performance of the mitzvah every single day. Now, just before we do that, what is the reason for Birkas Koyanim having to come through Koyanim? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a bracha, he's quite capable of giving us a bracha without doing it via Koyanim, via anybody for that matter. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that we have Birkas Koyanim, that the bracha he wants to give is via the Koyanim? So, again, like many mitzvahs, different tamim are suggested. If you want to look up the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, it brings a reason over there. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have our input to the mitzvah as well. It should just be directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the people who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyanim, should be the ones who bring the bracha upon us. Again, it's another topic, if you're interested in that, mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches in Sefer HaChinuch. Now, as we mentioned, the Pashtus is that the mitzvah of Birkas Koyanim should take place once every day, at least once a day. And in fact, Rambam brings down Akonas Chachomim, that it should be every tefillah, really. Shachris and Musaf, and really even mincha as well. But Chazal had a specific reason why they said not to do it at mincha. Because at mincha is usually later on in the afternoon, people have eaten, sometimes people have consumed some alcohol, and there's a halacha that Kohen is not allowed to duchen under the influence of any kind of alcohol, or yayin that is. And therefore, Chazal said, we're not going to be masaking, we're not going to institute Birkas Kohenim at mincha. But the shachris and musaf, there should be Birkas Kohenim really every day. So the question that we want to deal with is, why is there the minhag in Chutz La'aretz that we don't have Birkas Kohenim every day? It's a mitzvah sase minhag Torah. And it's going to have to take a lot of justification to explain why we do not perform a mitzvah sase minhag Torah. The Torah tells us to do. We even know to the extent that if Birkas Kohenim is going on in a shul, when it is happening, and a Kohen doesn't go up, he's over ba'asei, he's over a mitzvah, because he's got a chiyu to go up. So how come we have this minhag over here? So various different suggestions have been made. One of the earliest ones is brought in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef brings it from an earlier source from him, which is the Sefer HaOgur. And the Sefer HaOgur brings it from the Tshuvas Mari Mulin, which is what we call the Tshuvas Maharil. If you look in the Beis Yosef for the end of Siman Kuf Chof Ches in the Orach Chaim, he says the following thing. Nishal Mari Mulin. The Mari Mulin was asked a question. Lama ein ha-koyanim noisim peneim b'chol yoyim? Why do the koyanim, in their country, the Maharil was in Europe, why are the Kohenim not duchening every day? Ma'acha shehum mitzvah sase. Because it's a mitzvah sase, and they should be doing it. What's going on? Beheshiv, and he responded. Mipnei sheminhag ha-Kohenim lit boil koidem. It became the minhag. The Kohenim took on a minhag to be toivel, to go to the mikveh, before duchening. They accepted upon themselves a minhag to go to the mikveh for tara before duchening. It's not required. But it was accepted upon themselves. They accepted upon themselves. It's very difficult for them to toivel every day in the winter. They didn't have the nice, heated, modern mikvahs that we have nowadays. And to be toivel in the winter, one had to go out, sometimes in the freezing cold, and as you read in the storybooks, to break the ice, and go in very cold rivers. And it was very difficult. It was very difficult. V'lachein, olo ha-minag dafke b'yomtev. So the minag arose that they would dafke duchen on yomtev, not every other day of the week. Is that the first reason the Maharil brings down? Very interesting. Because, as the Beis Yosef himself points out, this is what we call a classic chumra de'osi lidei kula, which means, you take on upon a chumrah upon yourself, something that's not required halachically, and that leads to a kula, to a leniency, that because of this, you're not performing the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas Kohenim. They've taken upon themselves a chumrah of tevila. They're not able to be makayim the tevila because it's too cold some of the time, in the winter. And because of that, therefore, we're not going to duchen. And the Beis Yosef said that doesn't make sense. But this is a reason that's brought down in the Mishnah. However, it's a very difficult reason to understand. How can it be mevatel and mitzvah saseh because of a minhag that was taken on, that was an extra, and that you can't be mekayim? Therefore, we will not be mekayim the mitzvah saseh of Birkas Kohenim. It's a very difficult reason to understand. The Maharil continues with the second reason. The gam mitam bitul melacha. There's also a reason because of bitul melacha. What does that mean? It doesn't say. He doesn't explain what the bitul melacha actually means. So you could say, it takes time for Birkas Kohenim, for the Kohenim to go out, extend the davening a little bit, Kohenim to go out, to wash, to come back, it takes extra time, people have to rush off to work, they haven't got time. Also, very difficult. The mitzvah sasei d'oraisa. We don't say, well, I haven't got time to put on tefillin, so I won't put on tefillin. Right? We don't say that.
It's more difficult because even those who do it Birkas Kohenim don't go to mikveh. Most of them.
Okay? That's true as well. So, the second reason over here is also a difficult reason to understand. Mitam bitul melacha.
In Eretz Yisrael, there's also bitul melacha.
Right, what about Eretz Yisrael as well? So, we haven't yet got to Eretz Yisrael. We'll discuss this Eretz Yisrael soon.
Eretz Yisrael, got the mikveh.
Okay, so all these questions are important questions. So the Beis Yosef writes the following thing. That was the quote from the Maril. Beis Yosef writes, Dochak atzmoy the kaim minhag mekoimoy. The Maril pressed himself, he forced himself into a corner to explain this minhag. Ve'enoy maspik, but it's not enough. These reasons that he's given, the mikveh reason, and the bitl malocha reason, are not enough. Ki maishno mevnei shenoyegim litbal koidem, hai chumra da'osei de'dei kulahi. It's a chumra that leads to a kulah. You're taking one of chumra that leads to a leniency that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Birkas Koinim. Especially, he points out that this inyan of tzvila, going to the mitzvah before Birkas Koinim, is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So, why should this be a reason to be mevatel the mitzvah? So, the Beis Yosef is very disturbed by this. And he concludes in this piece over here, V'yayasha koichom shebnei Eretz Yisrael. Shkoyach, big shkoyach to bnei Eretz Yisrael. V'chol malchus Mitzrayim, and all the kingdom of Mitzrayim where Jews lived as well. Shenoisim kapayim b'chol yoyim ve'enom toivim n'tiyas kapayim. They duchen every day, and they don't get out of it by saying, well, we should be toivim, or we can't toivim, therefore we can't duchen. We don't say that. Ashrei, he says, V'yayasha koichom to those in Eretz Yisrael who are mekayim the halacha as it should be. So far, the reasons of the Shavuot are difficult to understand, but of course they're reasons supported by a Rishon. We have to regard them as important reasons, however difficult they may be to understand. Now, the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah in his Pirush on the Beis Yosef, adds a little bit more. And he says, in the same place, that if you look at that Ma'aril that we read just now, it seems to be that the mitzvah reason was the main reason, and the bitul malacha was like the side reason, because he didn't really elaborate on the bitul malacha aspect of it. But says the Ramah, the bitul malacha reason is the main reason. That's the main reason over here. And he explains, Shebe'edu ha'rotzois, in these lands, in the lands of Chutzlaretz, Tzukernim v'ha'om terudim b'michyosim b'galusim, they are very, very busy with their parnosa in the Golus, in Chutzlaretz. They really haven't got parnosa. They haven't got anything except the bread that they can, a little bit of bread they can provide to their families each day. And because of that, the parnosa is very difficult. They're not shruyim b'simcha. Therefore, a day where there would be bitul malacha, a day where people would be going to work, and if you're going to keep them there in shul for birkas koyanim, they're not going to be besimcha because of it. Because every few minutes they're losing from their work is a big problem for people, and therefore they said we're not going to be mekayim this mitzvah of birkas koyanim, seemingly because it requires simcha. That's the concept which he has introduced over here, which we'll learn about a little bit more afterwards. The Birkas Koyanim requires simcha. It needs simcha. And because we're not shorei b'simcha in Chutz La'aretz, maybe because of the weather, people are not shorei b'simcha. And because of the parnosa, deicha ka parnosa, we're talking a few hundred years ago, we're talking over here, therefore they left it for Yom Tov. Why not Shabbos? Shabbos, people are not going to work. So says the Ramah, v'af b'Shabbos einam noisim kapeim. They're still busy thinking about the week's work. And what's going to be next week as well. They just think, oh, Shabbos, a bit of a rest, whatever it is, but people are still busy thinking about their pranosa. See, even Shabbos, they're not shori b'simcha. When are people shori b'simcha? Comes Yom Tov, right? Yom Tov's coming, people are shori b'simcha. Simchas Yom Tov, it's a different story. So therefore, Birkas Koyanim was relegated, to use such a word, was it relegated, but to Yom Tov. It's gone from the rest of the year, only on Yom Tov. That's what the Ramah says. That's how the Ramah understands it. But again, it's a difficult to understand. We have to try and understand where does this inyan of simcha come from? Where does it say that Birkas Koyanim has to be besimcha? If somebody says, well, I'm not besimcha, therefore I won't put on tefillin, to use the example we said before, well, we don't accept that. We don't say, well, tefillin requires simcha, if it was Hashem besimcha, and No, besocha, therefore don't put on tefillin. We don't say that, right? So where there must be a din in Hilchas Birkas Kohanim somewhere that simcha is a requirement, a basic requirement of the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, if there's no simcha, therefore there's a reason not to do it. That's what must be the structure of understanding this halacha. So where do we find this inyan of simcha? So, slightly earlier in the Beis Yosef discusses two other halachas. He discusses the halacha of somebody who is not married. And Chazal say that if someone hasn't yet been zoicha to find the zivug, they are to be shori beloy simcha. And he also discusses the din of an ovel as well, Rachmana Litzon. An ovel as well is not shori besimcha. And he brings there various Rishonim who say that in those particular cases, because there was a lack of simcha, somebody who would be of a marriageable age but isn't married, says, not shori besimcha. Some Rishonim said, such a person, such a kohen doesn't duchen. And similarly, by an ovel as well, some Rishonim said the same thing as well. He's not shori besimcha. And in fact, it could be he's shori b'tzar as well. And therefore, they don't duchen. Now, the Beis Yosef there again brings others who argue on this and say this doesn't have a mekoyel to it in Chazal, in the Gemara. But again, there is such a shita in the Rishonim, an important opinion in Rishonim, and that's the mekoyel of this idea of simcha. And that's where the Maril was coming from, or perhaps even more so the Ramah, when the Ramah was explaining the reason why we don't do it in Chutz La'aretz is because we don't have simcha, we're worried about parnasa, we don't have simcha, and therefore we don't duchen. That seems to be that curve, that line of thinking within some of the Rishonim. And the Ramah brings that actually in Shulchan Aruch as well. Now, there are other justifications which are brought, some of which are apparently to explain the Ramah, and others which are independent justifications in their own right as to why we do not do Birkas Kohanim. One of the more famous ones which is brought and quoted in the Nisei Kedim, in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, is the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, Nechelek Arachayim Simon Vov. I must admit, I don't fully understand it. He has a very long tshuva over here. The Yesoid, the fundamental idea of his tshuva, is basically the idea that Kohanim today are Kohanim Sofik, right? People don't have a Vada Yichus, or most Kohanim don't have a Vada Yichus as to their Kohuna. And therefore, because there is a problem with somebody who is a non-Kohen duchening, it became accepted that Kohenim don't duchen generally. However, in order that we shouldn't shloitish takach toiras birkas Kohenim, therefore Chazal, or the, not Chazal, but the later Rabbonim, later Poiskim, allowed Kohenim to rely on their chazokah that they are Kohenim for certain limited occasions such as Yom Tov. But in general, we're not going to rely on that chazokah. I don't really understand that. Because if you're going to rely on it, then rely on it. If not, then not. It's a very intricate tshuva, which I didn't fully understand. But that's the thrust of what he is saying.
Aliyahs?
Sorry?
Aliyahs.
Again, so aliyahs is not such a big problem, because we have Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, the takana over there was in order to stop machloikis in shul. So they were masakin that the Kohen should always go first, that the Levi should go fourth, right? Pidgin HaBen, again, more difficult, we make brachas, Pidgin HaBen. So we do rely on Kohanim being Kohanim, for many halachas. So again, I can't profess to understand that tshuva, but if someone wants to investigate that a little bit further, I'd be very interested to try and understand that. But let's look, at the remaining time that we have, at one or two of the other justifications. The Chasam Sofer says the following thing. This is the Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas, Arachayim, Simon, Chof, Gimel. And he writes the following thing. The Nira li tam poshut. It appeared to me, a town poshet, why we don't have Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz today. He says, Nesias Kapayim Kisiv Yukro Achar Avoida. If you look at the din of Nesias Kapayim, it's written, Pasha Shmini, after the Avoida. Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And, Utefila B'mokam Avoida. Tefila is B'mokam Avoida. We have Tefila in Shul, we have Davening, B'mokam Avoida. Ve'ein sofek, kishein avoide rutsuya, vehi pigul chas v'sholom. If there was an avoider in the Beis HaMikdash, which for some reason was not acceptable, It was piggle. People had the wrong machshove. It wasn't a good avoid. It wasn't done with the right kavanas. So gam birkas koyanim lo tochol al misparachim oz. So the birkas koyanim, which is a follow-on from the avoida, because we find in the psukim and the Torah they are connected. So if the avoida was no good for some reason, so then the birkas koyanim, the bracha which it's supposed to bring about, would not be chal. It wouldn't descend upon the people who are being blessed. Going back to what the Ramah said. Because nowadays, because of our many sins, we don't have the bracha of Parnassah. The Chasam Sofer is writing in Hungary 200 or more years ago. And the Chasam Sofer says, we don't have the bracha of Parnassah over here. People are torud ala michya v'ala kalkola. They're very busy thinking about it, very worried about it. V'roiv ha'tefillos b'li kavana. Most tefillos are without kavana. They can't daven properly. They're thinking about the next business deal they're going to have to do, or the next piece of bread they're going to put on the table, whichever position the person finds himself in. So the tefillos are below kavana. And what did we just say the tefillah is? B'mokoy avoida. And if the avoida is eina rutsuya, so then the bracha of Birkas Kohanim is eina rutsuya. So if the tefillah is eina ritzuya, it's not appropriate to have the bracha anymore. He says, "But tefillah b'loy kavana k'korban she'eino ritzuya al kein mevarachim b'yomtiv." So that's why he says the Chasam Sofer we only do it on yomtiv. She'olam penuyim, people are free from their work, mechavnim b'tefilosom, they have kavana in their tefillah, v'kiyai gavna kosav. He compares it to the minhag that many families have, that we bench our children Shabbos and Yom Tov at that time. Why not every night? Why not every morning? Why dafka Shabbos? Why dafka Yom Tov? So the answer is because the people are shorei much more besimcha and will mechaven properly. When a person is mechaven in their tefillah and a person mechaven in their avoida, so then it's shaykh to have the bracha. But otherwise not. So this is the Chasam Sofer's explanation. Okay?
But you haven't actually lost anything, have you? If you have Birkas Kohanim, the Makoyim is not 100%.
Well, according to the Chasam Sofer over here, that just like when Avoida, for example, the person does Avoida and it's Pigul, so the Brocha, it's not Shayach, right? It's not Shayach to have the Brocha. Yeah. So we can't come along, he says, and bring this Brocha into a situation where we haven't got Tfilah, which is with Suya. I think the way you say is, yes, we have lost something. Yeah, no, we haven't lost something. We have lost something. We don't have that ability to bring about that brocha which has to come as a chelik of the avoida, as a chelik of the tefillah. Okay, we've got little time, so maybe questions afterwards. On a similar line, the sefer Hilchos Hagra Uminhagov is a sefer from Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita from Yerushalayim. And he has a sefer where he collated together all the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, which we'll discuss a minute specifically the Vilna Gaon afterwards. And he writes over there, in order to try and explain the minhag in Chutz La'aretz, similar to Chasam Sofer, but not quite exactly the same. He says that the following words, Iker chayvas nesiyas kapayim hi betfilas hatzibu. V'hayle k'she'echad nispalo v'tishar shoymim imenu kol mile v'yoytzib. Iker tfilah betzibu is a chazoros hashatz. And when the Shliach Tzibur is davening and he's saying Shemini Esra and everybody's listening and answering Amen and being mechaven as they should, so then we say that the Tzfilas HaTzibur is like a korban. And if it's like a korban, like the Chasam Sofer said, then you can have avoida, you can have Nesiyas Kapayim. Avol bizmaneinu terudim ve'ein asor shoyim kol mila. Nowadays people are very busy; they're thinking about all different things, and they're not able to listen, or they don't listen to every word of the Chazaras Hashatz. Aber ein bezeh chiv nesiyas kapayim midina she'ein kan tefilas hatzibur, rak tefilas betzibur balachash, ve'ein kan nesiyas kapayim b'shas avoida. Ve'rak b'yomtuf ein terudim nogu nisa kapayim nekadu b'rkas Hashem. Ma she'ein kem b'chol ha'shono. So, Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes, it's more din in tefilah betzibur. Tefilah betzibur is like a korban. And then you can have the Nesiyas Kapayim. Then you can have Birkas Koyanim. But our tefillah, unfortunately, doesn't reach that madriga. Unfortunately, we strive for it, but it doesn't reach that madriga. So why in Eretz Yisrael they do it? So he says, Shas Shechina Shom, because in Eretz Yisrael the Shechina is there. The zukukim ma'oy the brukas Hashem, they require the brukas Hashem much more. Umitzkabel es tefei, and it's accepted, it's received more. But achein ein mevatlim al mitzvah. It says, v'voish yishtambach, umishtoytikim onu ma'oy the brukas Hashem ma'lidei koyanim. We really desire it, we really want it very, very much. So again, it's similar to the Chasam Sofer, but on a slightly different line. So these are all different justifications why it is that we don't have this minhag. There are others as well. Now, it's not as simple as that. Because the Svarim bring down, and they bring this down from the Sefer Pa'as HaShulchan, which was written by Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov was one of the main Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, who left Lithuania in the early 1800s and went to Eretz Yisrael together with many, many families. It's not quite clear exactly how many families, but they left Lithuania and they went to Eretz Yisrael to establish a new kehillah in Eretz Yisrael. And there's different understandings why they did that exactly at that period of time. Again, it's a shir in its own right. It's very interesting. And the Sefer Pa'as HaShulchan writes that the Vilna Gaon said the following thing, the following astounding words. I just have to find it. He says, Avo Rabbeinu Zatzar, Rabbeinu is the Vilna Gaon. Takif hoyo ma'oid bedrishosoy sheyisu kapayim b'chol yoyim. The Gaon was insistent that in Chutz La'aretz as well, they should duchen every day. And he says that when we went to Eretz Yisrael to establish our koilel, the koilel was like a word for the kehillahs that they established over there, that they were supported. Miyayim shezochinu likboya shivoseinu b'Eretz Yisrael b'Yushalayim. From the day that we were zoicha to establish our yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, our dwelling in Eretz Yisrael and Yushalayim, we instituted Nesias Kapayim in our Beis HaMedrash in Eretz Yisrael. And that is the reason why the Minhag Ashkenazi Eretz Yisrael today, following that, we know many of them in Holland today in Eretz Yisrael, are established based on the Talmidei Hagra when they went there. And in fact, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, who also went a few decades before the Talmidei Hagra, also took with them Birkas Koyanim. Sorry, failed to take with them the Minhag of Chutz La'aretz Birkas Koyanim. And they also re-established Birkas Koyanim. But in many places, not quite every day. They established it for Shabbos as well. Not only Yom Tov, but Shabbos as well. They didn't go quite as far. And that's the reason why many places in the north of Eretz Yisrael, which were initially resettled by Hasidim who came, so they duchen there on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not during the week. It was a kind of a pshara between the minhag of Chutz La'aretz and what it really should be. But the Talmidei HaGra, when they went, they established the minhag to duchen every single day, as it should be. The Gaon didn't hold of any of these justifications whatsoever. It's interesting because in the Bi'ur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't write anything about this at all. But it's quite clear from many other Svarim, the Netziv, in his Shuvas Meshiv Dova, and the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Birkas Kainim, both bring down two fascinating stories. And we'll conclude with the stories. They both bring that the Vilna Gaon, when he was still in Vilna, he never managed to get to Eretz Yisrael. He tried to, but he didn't get there. The Vilna Gaon decided one day, tomorrow we're going to establish Birkas Koyanim again, for weekdays, for Chol. And that day, what happened was, the Gaon was taken into captivity. He was taken into prison. There was a big machlokes going on in the town, something to do with the Rav of Vilna, something like that. And because of that, the Gaon was taken and he was put into prison. On the very day they decided to bring in Birkas Koyanim, so it didn't materialize. A few years later, the Vilna Gaon's Talmud, Chaim Volozhiner, the main Talmud of the Gaon, Chaim Volozhiner, also tried to bring in Birkas Koyanim every day again. And they fixed a day when it was going to start. And unfortunately, there was a fire, and a large part of the city was burnt down on that day. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Netziv write that they took it min Hashamayim, it was a siman. That even though, for halakhic reasons, it would appear to be that it's correct that there should be Birkas Koyanim today, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meneah from us, at least from the Ashkenazim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withholding from us the ability to have the bracha of Birkas Koyanim every day. They took it as siman Hashamayim. But, as we said before, the Talmidim of the Gaon were not satisfied with that. And when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they re-established the minhag. And today, you go to almost every place in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the minhag of Birkas Koyanim re-established, except in the north part of Eretz Yisrael, where some places continue as the Hasidim established it, Not every day, but Shabbos on and Yom Tov. It's a very fascinating topic. There is more to say, but we have to conclude that.
Shabbos or not Shabbos.